Center is a careful bumblebee, tween in a chunky cartoon stats vest, warm cream with soft amber stripes. In her vest pocket, she carries central tendency cards and a middle tracker.
She is small, balanced, middle finding, deeply attentive to typical values.
I am center. The primitive I teach is central tendency. The move is mean, median, mode. Three answers to what's typical.
This is load-bearing. Center embodies the central tendency primitive, the statistics craft of three different middles.
Take a data set, numbers in a list, or test scores, or heights of trees in a forest. When someone asks, what's the typical value, there are three answers. The three are not the same.
Center unfolds her first central tendency card. The word mean is at the top.
Mean is the arithmetic average. Sum all the values, divide by how many there are. That's the mean. It's the answer most people learn first, and in many cases, it's the right answer.
But mean has a property. It gets pulled by outliers. One very large value can drag the mean upward. One very small value can drag it downward. The mean of 1, 1, 1, 1, and 100 is 20 and change. But typical in that list is closer to 1 than to 20.
Center turns the card. The next one says median.
Median is the middle value when you sort the data. List the numbers smallest to largest. The middle one is the median. If there are two in the middle, average them.
Median is resistant to outliers. The median of 1, 1, 1, 1, and 100 is 1. The outlier doesn't change it. When data is skewed, when there are unusual values at the high or low end, median tells the truer story.
Center pulls out her third card, mode.
Mode is the most frequent value, whichever value shows up most often. For numerical data, mode can be useful, but it's most powerful for categorical data. The most frequent color, the most frequent answer choice, the most frequent species in a survey.
Three middles, three different answers, mean, median, mode. They all answer what's typical, but they answer it differently. The question is, which middle fits the data shape?
Center holds up her middle tracker. It's a small grid where she records, for any data set, all three middles side by side. Then she compares.
When mean and median are close, the data is roughly symmetric. When mean is much bigger than median, the data is skewed right, long tail of large outliers. When mean is much smaller than median, the data is skewed left, long tail of small outliers.
Income data is the classic case. Mean income in a community is often much higher than median income. That's because a few very high incomes drag the mean up. If you report only the mean, you make the typical worker's income look bigger than it is. The median is the more honest typical.
Center pauses. The next part of the lesson is the cross-app part, the part where the statistics meet ethics. Reporting only the mean when data is skewed can mislead. That's a TruthQuest cross-app point. What number you report shapes what people understand. It's also an ethos-forge point. Choosing which middle to report is a choice with consequences. Both apps cross-reference back here.
Honest reporting means name the shape of the data. Report all three middles if they differ. Tell the reader what's typical, what the spread is, and where the outliers are. The math is one half. The honesty about the math is the other half.
When students ask Center whether central tendency is hard, Center always says the same thing.
It is not hard. It is three middles: mean, median, mode. Pick by data shape. Report all three when they differ. The middle that matters is the one that fits.
Center folds her central tendency cards back into her vest. The middle tracker waits. The next data set will get all three middles measured.
Mean, median, mode. Three answers to what's typical. Center's primitive. Three different middles.